I've been pointing out for quite a few months now that I continue to believe that this is going to be a landslide for.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Democrats, and that will bring Biden in. And, you know, you have a whole lot of never Trumpers out there, former Republicans that are out there. And a lot of people think, well, if all these great former Republicans start to support Biden and go against Trump, that's what's going to do it. That's not what's going to do it at all. What's going to do it is when the rank and file Republicans and right-leaning independents start to wake up to the elections and start to see the light. And when Democrats start to make the positions and stop being timid with their positions, that is when things are going to change. And I listened to this Republican that was interviewed here. And I think what you're going to see is the type of change that I think is going to sort of just come down like a domino. Check this out, then we'll take it on the other side.
Let me take our next guest and tell you about him in case you missed him last time he was on. Last month, Jim Young, a lifelong Republican from Oklahoma, joined our program speaking out about the importance of stopping the disgraced ex-president from ever returning to the White House. But at the time, he found himself in a position that a lot of people, far too many mainstream Republican voters, find themselves in, wanting to stop Trump but not willing to vote for Joe Biden, the one person who can make that happen. John Bolton was here. He was in that position last week. Well, what a difference a month makes. Jim Young has now taken that next step in a new opinion piece in the Oklahoman, urging other Republican voters who want to stop Trump to vote for Joe Biden. He writes this, quote, "I believe our mission is to do everything in our power to make sure Trump does not come near the Oval Office again. We really have only one rational choice, and that is to take a deep breath and vote for Biden in November." Joining us now is the aforementioned Jim Young. Jim, thank you for coming back to talk to us.
Thanks, Nicole. Glad to be here.
There's some growing company, right? There are a lot of Republicans who like you. I know a lot of people anecdotally in my own life who voted for Trump in 16 and 20. They thought he was entertaining. They thought he was different. They now find him tired, a threat to democracy, as you said. But what for your part got you from where you were last time we talked to you, where you weren't going to vote for Trump, but you weren't yet sure you could support Biden, to where you are now as someone who is going to vote for Biden and is urging other Republicans to do so?
Nicole, I've been pretty busy for the last month or so. My son shamed me into going back and watching all the hearings. We were talking about the Liz Cheney's book and the other issues that I've learned about. And my son said, "Well, Dad, I know all of that because I watched all the hearings." So I responded to that by going out and watching all of the 10 major hearings that they had where they presented evidence. And then I even went back to the original hearing that they had with the four police officers. So frankly, I've become sort of obsessed with this whole story, I suppose. But in any case, everything I've done has just reemphasized in my own mind how unthinkable January 6th was. I am convinced that Donald Trump was behind everything that happened, and he should have been disqualified a long time ago, unfortunately. If the politicians in Washington had done their job, he would have never made it to the Republican primary in the first place. So anyway, I've been busy. I've also continued to follow Liz Cheney. I actually even wrote her a letter and suggested sort of a radical plan whereby, instead of having to vote directly for Joe Biden, that maybe there could be a third party strategy where.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Liz Cheney or Paul Ryan or Nikki Haley or someone could be at the head of that new party. I call it the Reagan Party, I suppose. But anyway, the idea would be, assuming that party could get a lot of support from the public through the polls and so on, which I believe they could, frankly, perhaps there could be a deal made whereby the party, knowing that it couldn't win the election, could join up with the Democrats and in return for that, get some sort of agreement with the Democrats that we would support Joe Biden in return for some say in governance over the next 4 years.
Yeah,
I know it's a radical idea.
No. I love that idea so much. I wrote a novel about a unity ticket. I mean, I think it is this American fantasy, right? Where you have, you take the best ideas and then tragically it's only a fiction, but it's the kind of thing that makes people more hopeful, right? That something could change. You make me hopeful that something can change, that people can still take in information and change their mind. That's extraordinary, Jim.
You know that Europe has done this for many years, where they form coalition governments over issues. And it was just an idea. I didn't hear back from Liz, didn't really expect to, and that's okay. She's a busy lady. I know she's been making lots of speeches. And obviously, one of the things that allowed me to kind of come to this final conclusion, which is really the only conclusion, unfortunately, that we have to go ahead and support President Biden, is that we just can't have Donald Trump in the White House again.
Now, this is what I'm talking about. There are so many Republicans right now that are at that point. And you know how I know? I talk to many. They're at that point. They're not Democrats. They're not progressives. But they're at the point now where they understand that Donald Trump is simply a clear and present danger to America. But most importantly now, with that about to happen, I have a message for Democrats and progressives. It is time, as these people come over, to engage them, not to talk about I told you so or you were so wrong, etc. Give them a place to land. Give them a place to land. This election could turn out to be the most transformational election, where we divide the country into a 67-33 split, and eventually we can work on the 33. And the 33 being just those people that are, I hate to just put it this way, but mentally ill, that they cannot see reality. So that is where we're at, folks. This guy is where I think a lot of Republicans and right-leaning independents are going to be pretty darn soon. We spend a lot of time deconstructing the news, trying to parse it into a form that everybody can understand. We try to find those little nitpicks where it flies above the fray, etc. If you really like these videos that we do, I want to ask a big favor. Please go ahead, number one, subscribe to our channel, and number two, please join if you can. Thank you so kindly for watching. Keep watching. Please remember to share. We must populate the entire internet with our progressive message, a message that we know is what most Americans say that they want. So help us, please join.